Mobile.
W2JKT.
How you doing on this foggy morning?
Not that amazing. 92 for a little bit of fuel. I'm driving the truck today. The XYL is borrowing my EV for a few days, so driving the diesel down at work for a few days. How are you doing this morning?
Just wishing I was still in bed.
This morning.
Got some really foggy spots, but I'm on the interstate now, so it's kind of easing up a little bit. It would have to look at what it looks like the rest of the trip. How was your weekend?
Yep. We both took vacation last week, so yeah, we just did a lot of relaxing and unwinding and de-stressing and did some projects around the house. We built a raised bed flower box and did a few other things around the house. And yeah, just had a nice relaxing time. How about you?
I accomplished much of anything, but I had a good weekend. I mean, it wasn't bad at all. I was hoping I might go fly planes or something, but that was not going to happen. Oh, well, maybe before long I'll get some good weather and be able to go fly some remote control planes. We'll see. But, yeah, I got a little bit done, just not as much as I wanted to.
The nice weather on Saturday, anyway. It was gorgeous day up in Shelby. I don't know what you had, but, man, we were, you know, Saturday was just an incredible day. Nice to have spring coming in, finally.
Because it was gloomy all day Saturday whenever I woke up, and it was just gloomy all day long, everything. You know, the ground had been damp from a little bit of rain we had the night before, but, I mean, other than that, it wasn't a bad day. Just couldn't do sun outside. Did end up going to Cabela's yesterday. Got to spend my gift card. That was nice. I've held on to that thing for a while.
Sure, what'd you get?
I want to say hiking trip, but I think we're only hiking in a mile. But we'll have to cook everything. You know, it'll be little quick meals. And so I ended up buying a solid fuel stove that come with the 500 something milliliter cup. That way I got plenty to cook the little Mountain House meals and whatnot. So, you know, it was only $30. Used up my old gift card, but that's all right. At least I got a little camping stove and a little cup to cook it in now.
Hey, I've done a lot of backpacking myself. I have one of those, butane, propane, toppers. It goes, screwed on top of a little tank of butane fuel and, just like a quick stove. So it works pretty well. But yeah, I've definitely been backpacking a lot. My girlie and I, we went on a 2-day trip earlier this year, and I did like a month on the Appalachian Trail when I was a little younger. So yeah, it's a lot of fun to be out in the woods.
More of it. And me either hiking or just walking as the weather gets a little bit better this year. I told my wife we need to get a little more active. I think it'd be a way to do it. Maybe not go on any extreme hikes to start with, but about a year or two ago, we went to Kings Mountain with the Boy Scouts, and we hiked from the state campground all the way over to the National Monument and back, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was a lot of fun. It wasn't too bad. Terrain wasn't too bad, and so I wouldn't mind doing a little more of it. I doubt I'll ever get to do the Appalachian the trail, but at the same time, I had a buddy of mine that did it, and man, he loves it. So I thought about, I know there's apps out there, or at least a website that kind of tell you trail difficulty and stuff, so I need to start looking into that.
Nice. We go over there all the time because we only live about 15 minutes from it. That in Crowder's Mountain. And there's a hike you can do that you start at Crowder's Mountain, and you head south, and you can get all the way into South Carolina. And it's a full day of hiking to get down to South Carolina and back. It's something like 20 miles round trip. But, yeah, it's a great hike. Just, up in the woods along the ridge. And you can see for, 100 miles in every direction. So, yeah, we like it a lot.
Is there a trail? I doubt I'll be doing it anytime soon. But from Kings Mountain or Crowder's Mountain to the other part, from one to the other?
What your... there's several different places to park for Crowder's. When we say Kings Mountain, there's like a little In the town of Kings Mountain, there's like a trailhead, and they have one trail system over on Kings Mountain, and then the trail system at Crowder's is a different trail system, and I don't think they're connected. They're working on expanding both of them, but I don't know if they're going to bring them together or not.
KN4 TFW.
KO4 CEF. Carry on.
I'm not a big hiker. We were just on my Kings Mountain and Crowder's Mountain.
KD, sir.
Here is, fellas. Good morning. KD4 ILX.
Remember the name.
And head down from Hendersonville, heading over to Greenville.
Walk in, KN4 TFW.
Eric here, W2JKT.
KO4 CEF here, the name is Andrew.
Good to meet you. Hope y'all have a great day.
Ben Greer.
Head.
Texas of it.
Just spending one great big giant patch. I ain't got out of it yet.
Crossed over into Spartanburg County, 85 South. It's okay. It's definitely foggy, but at least you've got quarter mile, half mile visibility here.
Gentlemen, KO4HGX. And as of right now, there's no fog up here. KD4ILX.
KO4CFW.
JKT.
You and Andrew doubled, but you won out. And but I hope everybody had a good weekend and is ready to start this week.
Sorry, Andrew.
I'm not ready to start the week. I won't be in bed.
Vacation last week, and the last thing I want to do this morning is go back to work.
Take for a rest. Andrew on Saturday night didn't get in bed till after 11.
How'd you manage to stay up that late?
We were over at my brother-in-law's birthday party. Didn't leave there till, it was after 9:30, and then we had to go to our aunt's house to pick up something. And that was all the way in Powdersville, so by the time I got home and in bed, it was after 11.
After you, then.
You got me up at regular time.
Right, we had that Boy Scout, it was supposed to be a lock-in. But when we got to the church, there was somebody already setting up. They were doing, I didn't know what you would call it, but the guy had like tons of license plates and old knickknacks, and I don't know. So there was something going on there, so we couldn't spend a night. We had to move a bunch of stuff out of the way so they can at least have half the court. Wasn't quite as fun, but man, I enjoyed sleeping at my own house that night.
Contest this weekend.
Fate in the South Carolina QSO party.
I mean, it's made two quick contacts and left. I actually made it to Simpsonville on 40 meters.
Andrew, and that's pretty impressive for 40 meters to be that close, isn't it?
Yeah, what I was thinking yesterday, guy was doing parts on the air at Paris Mountain, and I got him on 20 meters.
I wonder if it was just a ground wave.
All kinds of really good contacts and everything, and they were giving him no 5.8s and 5.9s, but the best I could pull out was a 5.3.
I wonder if it was as high as his antenna.
He was working a big pile-up. Operator, his name was Cade. It seems like we've talked to him once or twice before.
04CKF. KT4GIV.
For GIV, if I remember correctly. Good morning. All right, Ken and everybody, that is my dad. His name's Dale. KQ4GIV.
Nice to meet you. This is Patrick, KO4HKX.
This is Ken, KN4TFW. Sorry, guys, I was in my bad spot.
Don't want to key up on anybody. Good morning, Dale. Leon calls Kilo Delta 4, India Oscar X-ray.
For what? GIV, are you still there?
Patrick, you won't hit your first fog until you get to 414, unless you've already passed it. the mountain where it normally is. I don't know what it is about going down that mountain, but it's usually foggy.
Right. You got it 414, and it clears up right at around 290, which is where I'm turning.
That, Leon, how you been? We hadn't heard from you in a while.
Just a little bit on the handheld. I've been driving my wife's car back and forth. So, I haven't got a radio in her car yet, but I've got another Bluetooth one lined up, and I just got to get it in there. Charlotte Hamfest is coming up. I'm going to head over there and pick up an antenna, maybe.
Roger that. Glad you come in here this morning. It's good to hear you again.
You're hearing a little bit more of me. I'm sorry. I apologize ahead of time, but I picked up another day at work, so I'll be working Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays.
Time. I prop a round table instead of doubling on each other all the time.
Hey, I'm the master at that.
At some point, plenty of times.
We all do it. At least once a day.
You ain't talking on the radio, right?
What kind of radio is your dad using? Is this one of your handhelds, or has he got a mobile radio in there?
Radio oddity, however you say it. He got one of the, I don't remember what the brand is, but it's their version of it, and it was, it's like 8 or 10 watt HT. I actually checked it. It was putting out 8, almost 9 watts at full battery power, which is surprising from an HT, but very similar software to all of them, and I programmed it with a chirp for him.
Is he at home, or is he on his way to work?
Right now, he would be at home. I think he said he usually gets up around 5:30, but yeah, usually like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday maybe he works. I can't remember exactly, but yeah, so I don't think he's left for work yet. I was trying to tell him what to do about it at antenna, and I don't know if he's going to throw one on the car yet.
And he got all that set up with the base station and the mobile and everything.
Too fast sometimes. That's the downside. You know, you got to try not to do that. And it's hard to do.
For once you start down this rabbit hole, it goes quick sometimes.
He's just using the HT in the house. And I was like, so what you going to do for a little better antenna? How you going to... You know, you gonna run you some coax? What you doing? And right now, it's like, nah, I'm not doing all that. So, we'll see what happens.
For HKX. Well, gentlemen, I am to the spot where I'm gonna have to make the jump. Y'all wanna move over there?
Over there.
Can't make the jump. I'm pulling in the parking lot now, so I'm gonna go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there on the road, and, hopefully we'll holler at you this evening or tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing y'all's final.
KO4HGX, USY285.
7-3, Andrew. KN4TFW, QSY.
QJKT, QSY.
Andrew, have a great day. KD4IOX.